You're holding the Kufstein on Aleph. Again, the second line on top. Mishalo Hivdu B'Moitzoy Shabbos. If somebody did not make Havdolah on Moitzoy Shabbos, Mavdu B'Hoyla Kola Shabbos Kuloi. He can make Havdolah Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Amei Mar Posach Lo Lo Hashmaitito the Ravom B'Hai Lishna. Amei Mar learned over what Rav said a little bit different, like this. Amar Rav, Rav said like this. Hilkasa Toyim Mekadish Toyim Avdol. Even though you ate before Kiddush or before Havdolah, still you're allowed to make Havdolah. Mishlei Kiddush Be'er Shabbos. If somebody forgot to make Kiddush on Friday night, is Mekadosh Ve'er LaKolayim Kulei. You can make Kiddush the whole day on Shabbos. Mishlei Hivdu B'Moitzoy Shabbos. Now here it's a little bit different. If you forgot to make Havdolah on Moitzoy Shabbos, is Aloha, according to this Lashon, Mavdu Ve'er LaKolayim Kulei. You're allowed to make Havdolah the whole day. The whole day means only on Sunday, and not further. In other words, if you did not make Havdolah by Sunday, you cannot make it on Monday or Tuesday. We are the first Lashon holds, you could say it kol ha Shabbos kula, which means even Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. With Moitzoy Shabbos, you can make Havdolah Sunday by day. But more than that, you can't do. And that's the second Gersa, says different than the first Gersa. Yeah, our Tais also like that. That Amei Mamatatai says, the Seif Milsa Gassinon, Mavzav Hoyla Kol HaYom Kulei. That's the difference. That the second Gersa says only that one day. Nila Avochi Haina Lishna Kama. If not for that, the same Halacha. The Halacha, though, the Tais is Lishna Kama. The Halacha is like the first Lashon. The Mavdol Ad Revi B'Shabbos. If you forgot to make Havdolah on Shabbos, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can still say it on Tuesday. Could Yom Rav Chiliel. When Moitzoy Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, we don't make Havdolah Tisha B'Av, but rather we wait till after Tisha B'Av, we'll make Havdolah. So we pass like this. It doesn't have to be on Sunday. It could be on Monday, Tuesday also. Right. Amri Lei, Mar Yenuka, Omar Kishisha, he's the older son, and the younger son, the name was Mar Yenuka, means the younger one, Mar Kishisha, an older one. Berei the Rav Chisda. These were the sons of Rav Chisda. They said to Rav Ashi, hey, the sons of Rav Chisda spoke to Rav Ashi, and they said, Zim Ninchad, it once happened, Ikloi Amemer, that Amemer went, Liastrin, Amemer came into our city. And we did not have any wine to give him. For the Shal of making Abdullah was Moitzoy Shabbos, and Amemer came to the house to make Abdullah. They didn't have any wine to give Amemer. Is I seen the lay shikra. You know what we did? We gave him beer. Instead of giving him wine to make Abdullah, we gave him beer. For Loy Abdul, and Amemer did not make Abdullah on beer, or Bath Tavis, rather he fasted the whole night, Moitzoy Shabbos, Allah is, before you make Abdullah, you're not allowed to eat. So since he didn't have wine to make Abdullah, he did not eat at all. Lamachar, the next day, on Sunday morning, Tarachno, the Bnei Rav Chisda saying that we ourselves bothered, looked around to try and get some wine. V'yasinu lechamre, and we brought him wine Sunday morning. V'yavdol, and then he made Abdullah Sunday morning first. V'toyimidi, and then he tasted something, then he ate something. But the locha is, before you make Abdullah, you're not allowed to eat. Sitaka didn't eat. And Rashbam says, Ubas Tovas means Lord Muna. He slept without eating. Shloi Ochal, he'll crew over the meal. Yeah. So that's what happened that year. That year, Amemar did not want to make Havdolah on beer. He rather waited till Sunday morning to get wine. So the Gemara Lishona Suik Loi Liasrim. The next year it happened the same thing, that Amemar again came to visit them. And the Vaita, the same thing happened, Lehevilon Chamer, the same thing happened again, that it came with Tzoy Shabbos to make Havdolah, they didn't have any wine left over. Is Asino Shikro, then again, the next year again, they came and brought him beer. Omar, so now Amemah said like this, Ihochi, if this is the case, that I see in this city they don't have wine, and you ran short of wine the second time already, what do you have a lot? You have a lot of beer. So Ihochi, if this is the case, Chamar Medinahu, I see that beer is the Chamar Medina, is the drink of the city. This is the drink that most people drink, that you are like Koveya Suda on beer. So Avizoy, then he said Avdil. Avizoy, now that I realize that beer is the Chamar Medina, that's the main drink of this city, I'll make Avdolah and Chamar Medina on the beer. Vitoyimidi. And then he went and ate something right after the Avdolah. That was the Maitu with Amema. So we're now, Shema Minatlas. From this Maisa, we learn now three different halachas. Shema Mina, what halach we hear from here is that Hamavdu b'tfilon tzorech sheyavdal alakos. That even though you make havdalah in Shemon Esrei and Mitzvah Shabbos, in the Atach and Antonu we say, still when you come home, you have to make havdalah alakos. For that was the Shaila Meimer. Avad he davened in shul. Still when he came home, he had to make havdalah. And the first year, they didn't have wine, so he waited till Sunday morning. And the next year, he made it on beer. But you see, you have to make havdalah alakos. Ushma Mina, the second raya is, that also loy liyodom sheyoicha koidim sheyavdol. You're not allowed to eat anything until you make havdalah first. So therefore, the first year that our maimon was makpi v'dafka to make havdalah on wine, and they didn't have wine with soy Shabbos, he didn't eat anything. He waited till Sunday morning, then they got him wine and they made havdalah, and he first ate Sunday morning. But with soy Shabbos, he did not eat at all. Ushma Mina, the third riot we have is, that mishla hivdu b'moitzoy Shabbos, if you don't make havdalah on moitzoy Shabbos, because that's what happened to our maimon the first year, that he did not have wine, so he did not make havdalah at Moitzoy Shabbos, is mavdav ha'ilah kol ha'shabbos kulay. You're allowed to make havdalah later on. Even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're still allowed to make havdalah. So Tais speaks out that really this we don't have a raya. Tais says, shemamina mavdav kol ha'shabbos kulay. Lo shemina mino, ela kol ha'yayin. You don't have a raya from a maimah, you could do it Monday and Tuesday also. You only have a raya, you could do it on Sunday. Because a maimah made havdalah on Sunday. And that was the second lashon we had before, that you could only make havdalah Sunday, not further. So Tais just says, "Elo noka tochi mishum dalocha kein." This is dalocha, like we Tais said before. We passed like the first lashon that you're allowed to make havdalah Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday if you didn't make yet. So these three halachas we see from here. So Rashbam says like this: Chamar Medina. Rashbam says, "Ein yayin achavir." If you don't have any other one in the city, hazois. Kiyim Sheikhur, the only thing you have is only beer. Hilkach Mavilim Boy, therefore you're allowed to make Havdalah. So the Rashbam is saying, what is considered Chamar Medina? When can you use Chamar Medina? Only in a time when there's no wine around town. But if you do have wine around town, you would not be allowed to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. This is the Rashbam Shita. V'chein Halacha, this is the Halacha also. Avol Mayim Loyikri Chamar Medina. But water is never called Chamar Medina. You're not allowed to make havdalah on wine. Even if in this city now you have no beer and no wine, still you can't make havdalah on wine, on water. Because it has to have a chshivas. It has to be something that this is a shaila exactly what Chamar Medina means. Some say that it has to be a good drink that people are kaveh the sudaron. Like usually you kaveh a sudaron wine. That's the most chashiv drink. If you don't have wine, the next thing is beer. Let's say in your town you don't have beer, it has to be something that's conveyed that people mamish use for the ikud esude. Exactly, if it's not beer, I'm not sure what it would be today. I don't know what else would be Chamar Medina. Let's just say schnapps. The people have conveyed a sude on a schnapps, they'll drink a choshev, drink a schnapps, according to this pshat. Other mepharshim learn, it doesn't have to be something you convey a sude on, it just means it has to be a choshev, a drink that you would mechabed norich. If a guest comes to your house, you want to give him something prestigious to drink, a chosh of a thing, so this is the chosh of a drink you would give him. So just water, that's not called a chosh. So it's a shayla exactly what is called Chamar Medina, if not for beer. Some people want to say tea and coffee would be called Chamar Medina, because that's something given her, if a guest comes into the house, a chosh of a drink would be. Soda, me myself, I would say soda is also, but I'm not sure. Other people say soda is not. By me... Yeah, right. Russia, yeah. Schnapps would be good also, right. Schnapps is also good, right. Question is soda, though. The Chura, somebody comes and wants to drink. If a person likes to drink soda, that's a choshev, a drink that he enjoys drinking it. It's something choshev. Other people say, no, it's not called dava choshev. Soda is just something you drink because you're thirsty. But when you want to have a good drink, you don't drink soda. You'll drink maybe schnapps, you'll drink beer, you'll drink wine, or maybe tea you'll take. Maybe that's a choshev thing. There's also a shayla milk. Milk is also a chair shayla. Some people maybe would say yes, some people would say no. I would say yes, maybe. I'm not sure though. I mean, it has to be, Ramosha says it has to be something that you enjoy, like when they have a guest over your house, you would give them something, you would give them a prestigious drink. It has to be something kosher. So it's doubtful. Some people say yes, some people say no. If you have nothing else, you can make on tea. If you don't have wine, you have no beer, and you don't have any schnapps, then you couldn't make on tea. That's the only thing you have, the chur you can make on that. But according to Rashbam, he's the most chomer de geshit. He says no. the Rashbam holds the ikr, you have to make avdol only on wine. The only time you could use Chamar Medina is if you don't have any wine in the town. So today on the Chuda, that wouldn't apply. Unless maybe just in your house. But even if you don't have in your house, your neighbor has. But there is wine in the town. So you can go to your neighbor and borrow wine from your neighbor. So according to Rashbam, the Chuda, you wouldn't have the Heter of Chamar Medina today. But according to other Mepharshim, you would have the Heter of Chamar Medina. In the case that you don't want to make on wine, based for some reason, then maybe you could use Chamar Medina. But Avad, according to everybody, the best thing is to make Avdolah on wine. At least Chach on grape juice. You're right. So Rashbam says, what Shama Minei Tlas, Gimel Dvorim Bisidre Havdolo. The Afagad, the Shemini Minei Dem Avdilo Nal Chamar Medina. The Chur Rashbam says, the Gemara left out the Ike Chiddush here, that you're allowed to make Havdolo in case we don't have wine, you could do it on beer. Afalpi She'eno Yain, Le'choshev, this Gemara doesn't include. The Le'ari Yela Bisidre Havdolo. We only want to say things about how you're going to make Havdolo, and not on the type of wine you're going to use for Havdolo. Inami Toys Rashbam says, Milso de Pshitu, the Chivin Dein Yain Achav here. This is Rashbam Shita. Since there's no other wine in the whole city, Toivloi Sheyavdol ala Sheikha Mishla Yavdol Klau. That's a Svarab Shuta, that you should make Avdol on the Chamar Medina, on the beer, rather than not making Avdol at all. This is the Rashbam Shita, that Chamar Medina only helps when you don't have any other wine in town. Another Mepharshim learned that, in a case where you would like the Chamar Medina better, maybe you would be allowed to use it. So the other chiddush here is, we see here from the Meimer, that at the first year, when he didn't have wine, he didn't make Havdolah, so therefore he did not eat. What did he do? He pushed away until the next day. So who the Shalom is before we had the Halacha, that in case the guy comes home, and he only has one cup of wine in his house. So the Halacha was, he was allowed to first eat some Lava Malka, and then use that one cup of wine for two purposes, for making Havdolah and for benching. Now the question is, how are you allowed to eat the meal before you make Havdolah? You're not allowed to eat before Havdolah. Just like you see Amemur. Amemur Mamish didn't eat at all Mitzvah Shabbos, and he waited till Sunday morning. So why was the locker over there that you're allowed to eat first, and then make Havdolah later? The Chur should be Yosset eat. So the Rosh says, Enechanami. In the case before, we're talking about that the person knows this is the only cup of wine he has. Today, tomorrow, the next day, he knows he's not going to get any more wine. There's no more wine in town. This is the only cup I have. So in that case, there's nothing to wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow you won't have any more wine. Then we say for sure, right now you're allowed to eat, because you want to use this cup to make Havdolah run also. Therefore, use this cup right now and eat first, because, of course, why? Because you want to use this wine for Havdolah. To say, you want to use the wine for benching also. And to say you should fast, you can't fast forever, because in come a time tomorrow you have to eat. Here we're talking about a Meimah knew that by tomorrow there will be wine. So when you know by tomorrow for sure you'll have wine, then you're not allowed to eat Mitzvah Shabbos. Then you'll have to wait until you make Havdolah first. Just if you know you're not going to get any more wine, or the Chal, a guy knows he can't get wine, then he would be allowed to eat. It's only if you know by tomorrow you'll get wine, you're not supposed to eat now until you get the wine. So the case before was he knew he's not going to get any more wine. This is the only wine I have right now. So if I make a Havdolah right now, he knew he won't be able to use the yain for benching. So therefore he thought it's better to leave the wine for Birchas Hamazon, and you do two on one. You'll make Havdolah and you'll bench on the same case. Yeah. Right. So Rav Huna has to shout from Mechizda. What's going to be about making Kiddush? Pashta means Friday night. Are you allowed to make Kiddush on beer? Omar, so he answered back, Hashta, Omar Pizuma. This is a better type of a beer, a more chosh of a beer. Utaini, another type, we'll soon see another type of a beer. The Asni, the boy you may name Rav, they asked the Shalom from Rav already. Could we use these type of a drinks to make Kiddush on? For Rav Merav Chia, and Rav asked the Shalom from Rav Chia, for Rav Chia may Rebbe, for Loi Poshit Lei, and he didn't answer them. He didn't get a clear answer, could I use these things for Kiddush? Of his Loi Shichra mi boy, for sure you're not going to get a clear answer about beer, because beer is less kosher than those drinks. So Rashbam says, Ma lekedushi yashichra, be'emakom shein yayim. This is the way the Rashbam learns the Shalom. That the Christ says there's no wine in town. Nobody has wine. So who are you stuck? How are you going to make Kiddush Friday night? So Shalom is, even in the case where you have no wine, are you allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina? That was the Shalom. So he answered him back that Kura no, because Ivred Pizuma, as Rashi says, Sheikha Sarim, you make beer out of barley. Or else Taini means Sheikha Tainim, you make beer from figs. The Yasni, Shaisim Sheikha Mipri Sneh, you make beer out of a type of a fruit that comes out of the snare. Maybe it means but doesn't have a fruit. We call that Tisrodiga fruits, the Sabras maybe. They're going to Sim. Now these drinks are better than a regular beer. The regular beer was only made out of dates. So these type of beers were much better beers, and still they asked the question, and they didn't get an answer. So Chori meant to say, Shikri mi boy, for sure you can't use it. So Sovim minay, they thought that what did Rav mean to answer? That Kiddusha Yehudu loy makdishinan, alayu. You can't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. To use beer for Kiddush, you're not allowed to use. Avul Avdulei Mavdulinim. But they thought, to make Avdullah, that's Mutter. You are allowed to make Avdullah on Chamar Medina. Ali Budarav. It's in the case that the Rashbam learns that you don't have any wine, then you wouldn't be allowed to use beer to make Avdullah on. Amalu Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda answered back and said, no. Hochi Yom Rav. This is what I heard beferish from Rav. That Rav himself said, Kishem Shein Mekadishim Olam. The same way you're not allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina on beer, you would have to make Kiddush on wine, or else maybe on Pas, Friday night, you're allowed to use Pas. If you don't have wine, the next best thing is to use bread, the challah, but not to use beer. Is Kach Ein Mavdil Nolo. The same thing Rav said to Farishu, you're not allowed to make Avdolah on beer. Hey, Avdolah also is Bedavka on wine and nothing else. Marit Manami Omer Rav Tachlipa Baravimi. That Rav Tachlipi said over the name the son of Avimi, that Omar Shmuel said over the name of Shmuel, that Kishem Shem Mekadishim Olov, the same way you cannot make Kiddush on beer on Chamar Medina, the best drink in the town, Kach Ein Mavdilin Olov, the same way you can't use this Chamar Medina, the special drink, to make Avdolah on. You would not have to use wine and nothing else. That was their shita. So tomorrow, Levi Shodale Lerebi Shechroi. Bara to Levi Magini. His Levi sent to Rebbe special type of beer. A beer that went through 13 different processes. How it was made. Is Sadrashi, a Tlesa Magini means Shinosan Hamayim Ala Tamorim. He put this water over the dates to get beer. The Yachakach after that, Noisan Al Tamor Macherim. Then he took that first like beer and put over another set of dates. The Chain Hebi Acherim Ad Shalash Asapam. He did this 13 times. And Mela got a very good taste. So Gemara says, begin at Taimei, have a boss's tuva. It mamish tasted very sweet and very good. Omar, the Rebbe said, kagoin ze roi l'kaddish alof. For such a special drink like this, you're allowed to use it for Kiddush. V'loi merol of kol shiris v'shizmochis. Any type of a kais that you want to use to give shvach to Hashem, you're allowed to use this for. This is a very special drink. It tastes so good, you're allowed to use it. Of a Balaila, after he drank it at night time, sorry, he got like he had to go, he had a shilshul. He said this beer made him give pains at night. Trashi, sorry, shilshul, the tomorrow mishalshul, made him go. He said he drank too much of this beer that comes from dates, gives him a shalshul. To the minimum exudis. So Mel Omri said, Meyasrin Mufayas, this is something that gives me a surum, fakir, that gives me pains. With this, I should go be Mufayas. Like ESP has give peace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to try and be Mephias Hashem. So he changed his mind to say, don't use this. Don't use beer to make Kiddush on, or make Avdolah on. Rashi Betamiya, V'chimisha Metzaya Royu Lephias L'Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'lay Merol of Kiddush. That now I say this drink is not such a good drink. Therefore he changed his mind and not use it for Kiddush or for Avdolah. Anom Rab Yosef, Edo V'Rabim T'la'ish T'shichra. I'm going to make a neder in front of a Rabim, a lot of people, that I should not drink beer. Notice he saw also that beer at the beginning it tastes good, but really later it does harm for you. So he wanted to make himself not drink it, so he made a neder barabim. So Shbam says, Ida barabim, neder shen lo yafor. If you make a neder barabim, there's no afor, you can't take off that neder, so for sure he won't be able to drink beer anymore. Omar Rava, Ishti mei zurin, for lo ishti shikra. I'll rather drink water that I soaked flax in, Rashbam, may Mishras Pishtin, the water that I soaked flax in, better than drinking beer, because beer is harmful for you. V'yomar Rava, Tevesh, Yusai Shichra, somebody that's going to use beer to make Havdalah should be so poor that he should not be able to buy any more beer. Man the Mekadosh HaShichra. Hey, somebody that makes Kiddush on Shechir, on beer, gets like a Klolo. That he should be so poor, he won't be able to even buy any more beer. Rav Ashkechei Rav Huna the Kiddush HaShichra. Rav found Rav Huna that he made Kiddush on beer. He held it with Mutter. Omalei, so he said to him, Nechuron, Shari Abba Lemikne Yastira Mishichra. Now, your father right now just went into the beer business and he started to make some money. He's Abba Lemikne to get Yastira, means these good coins, Mishichra. He's on the fact your father just went to the business to sell the beer, he became rich, he got a lot of money. So, therefore, like you're so happy with beer, like you, beer is a very choshev thing. So, that's why you used it for Kiddush. In other words, to you, it's very, very choshev. The Drashbam. Shari Layaba. His chalasoy shecher ulishtakaboy. As your father started to make beer and he made business out of it. The yofa benecha, therefore, it's very good in your eyes. Or mekadashat olav. That's why you make kiddush on it. So chura poshtet to machlekes here. Whether you could make kiddush on chama medina or not. If you have a drink that's very choshev, you like it very very much. Could you make kiddush on it or not? So chura is different on the yomim here. Now Tana Rabbanan. The Bryce says like this. Ain mekadishim el al yain. You know, you're only allowed to make kiddush only on yain. The yain mevorchin el al yain, and you're only allowed to make a bracha on wine. Freddy Gemara, otu ashichra v'amayim miloy mevorchin el alayu shakol niyab dvaroi. What do you mean you only make a bracha on wine? Avad, if you drink beer or water, you also have to make a bracha. You have to make a shakol niyab dvaroi. So what are you saying such a lashon that you only make a bracha only on yain? Omer Rabbayis, Rabbayis says. This is what I meant to say. Ein oimrim, we do not say habo kaisha bracha. Whenever you want to make a bracha, like benching birchas hamazon or kiddush ravdola, now we say that dinner you're supposed to use a kaisha yayin, you don't use a kais. On which kais do you bring? Levarach elo al yayin, only for yayin. Say nechnami. If you stop drink water or drink beer, pshita you have to make a bracha, you have to make a shakul niyab devaroi. But when you want to use a kais to make a special bracha on it, like kiddush or avdola, birchas hamazon, you would have to use wine and not anything else. Tana Rabbanan, the other brayta says, ein mekadesh shen al hashecher. You're not allowed to use beer to make kiddush on. Even if you like it, still you can't use it. You have to use bedavka wine. Mishum Yabalozer, Bar Rebbe Shimon Amru, Mekadishim, you are allowed to make Kiddush. No, he owes you allowed to make Kiddush even on beer. Meti Matsiyayin Kolshu. There's another loch now. There's a new loch. Mekadishim Meti Matsiyayin Kolshu. So to Rashbam. Meti Matsiyayin Kolshu. That means, Oysa Tima, Shamru Amavorach Tsar Chitin. That we had before. That the person that makes Kiddush, you're supposed to drink some wine from the kais. So how much do you have to drink? So the first of all, Yama says, Oysa Tima Dai B'chol Shu. It's enough if you take a little sip. As long as the Mekadosh takes a little sip, drinks something from the kais, that's alright. So Pasha, the Bryce is saying again, that ain't Mekadosh in Allah Sheikhar. You're not allowed to make Kiddush on beer, that's for sure. That the next Kiddush is, Mishum Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon Amru, Mekadosh in Metim Asiyayin Kol Shu. That's what we say when you make Kiddush. You have to drink from the cup. How much wine do you have to drink or kol shu? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, mole lugma. No, you have to drink more than stama kol shu. You have to drink a mole lugma. A mole lugma usually means a mouthful. So here it doesn't mean a complete mouthful. It means as much as you pull it on one side will blow up like this. Just one side full of your mouth, that's how much you have to drink. So the Rashbam. Let's invite it. The Mar says the same lashon like that. Now Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, v'chein toni Rav Gidol d'minarish ha'mekadish. Whoever makes kiddush, v'toyim mole lugma, and he drinks from the wine. This shear a mole lugma of a mouthful is yotza. He's mekayim the mitzvah kiddush. V'yim lav, if he does not drink a mole lugma from the kosher yayin, the locher is lo yotza. He's not mekayim the mitzvah kiddush, and that's where we hold the locher also. And Amr Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Ano Tanina Lo. I learned like this: Loi Gidol Bar Menashe, not the Gidol the son of Menashe, V'loi Gidol Bar Menyumi, and not the lashon of Gidol Bar Menyumi, Ela Gidol Stama. Now I said over this halacha for the name of Gidol Stama. That was his name. That he said this halacha. that if you drink from the wine the mother lugmav, you're yaitz of the mitzvah kiddush. And if you don't drink, you are not mekayim mitzvah kiddush. So you have to make kiddush over again. So the moral might ask you mean, what's the mean, what his name was? Lemir Madiday Adiday. It's a big nafka means to know who you're saying it over from. If you're going to say the name was Gidol Bar Menashe, the Shalik can ask another stereo someplace else, hear another memory from Gidol, that's a stereo. No, it's two different people. But now that I'm telling you the one that said this memory was Gidol, you should know. If you're going to ask somebody else that says Gidol says something else, there's a stereo between the two man and the Yomrim. So it's important to know exactly who was the one to say, if you can ask the question or not. So Shbam says like this. Toyam sokte vitoya malalugma sokte yotza v'yem lav lo yotza sokte rashbam v'yoch yoch. So that's what we paskin. For who shall I toyam echad mikol ha'mesubin? Avol toyam echad mehem yotza kulam yideich avosan v'yafal pish lo tomu. But that we say in atmekai mitzvah kiddush, that's only if nobody drank from the kais. Not alone didn't the one that made kiddush, but even the other people did drink. But if some of the people that were yotze kiddush, if they drank from the kais, then it's all right. As long as they drank a molly lugma, as long as one person drank a molly lugma out of this kais, then you mekayim the mitzvah kiddush. Rami Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Anot Tanin Lo Lo Masis Mishmeri Rav Gidul Avolei No Maski Mihu Shmoi Gidul Bar Menashe Gidul Dimin Shnarnish. And we didn't say who it was, and I'm telling you, it's Gidul Stam. Now Taisa says, what's a molly lugma? So Taisim Toyim molly lugma of Yotza. Okay, before us for Yuma. If you push everything you have in your mouth, you fill your mouth up with liquid, and you push it to one side, yira kamala lugmuth. It looks like that one side is full. Now how much is it? It's less than a revius. It's a real full mouthful, it's more than revius. Now Faisa says, how much is a mala lugmuth? It's a rive of a revius. The yarmin lakamon. You have to at least drink rove of your kais of wine that you use for kiddush. And whatever shear you have a revius, you have to drink rove of it. That's why it says, but I call upon him exactly how much revius is, that's a machlekes. Some say it's 3.3 ounces, some say for the rice you should have at least 4.4 ounces, some say it's even more, the chazon yeshita is 5 ounces already. The Moshe Yuji says that for the Rabbanan it's 3.3 ounces, and for the rice it should be 4.4. So we're here for this din of drinking is zikr only the Rabbanan the Galacha. So the Chura, how much wine do you have to drink? You have to drink rive of 3.3, which would be at least 1.7 ounces. That's how much of wine you would have to drink. Now, Tosfos sheet there is, and the Rashbam sheet there is, that one person has to drink it. Either the one that makes Kiddush, or else one of the people that heard Kiddush, if they drink that much wine, then it's alright. Now, Lalach has brought down, Avada, the best thing is the one that makes Kiddush, he should drink from the wine himself first. If he doesn't drink, let somebody else drink that shear. And the Lalach is, if nobody drinks that shear, but you have a few people drinking, each one only takes a little sip, and all together, all the sips equal up to a Rav Revius, to the Yevid, you are Makai and Mrs. Kiddush. You would not have to make Kiddush over again. Because there are some shita that learns everybody's drinking together is enough. In other words, like it's a genai. The svar is if you make kiddush on a kosher yain, it's a genai. It's not nice to leave the wine alone. You just made a bracha over. It's not nice if it's not drunk. So as long as you have a few people drinking it together, it's also okay for the evan. If nobody drinks from it, just take a sip. You're not making the mitzvah. But if a few people drank from it and together they drank a molen lugmav for the evan, that's good. But if Adam Metchila, the one that makes kiddush, should drink from it. Right. Samach Lemincha. Here, the Mishnah says what on Erev Pesach and Ualocha, you're not allowed to eat Samach Lemincha. That was Lashon. Erev Sochim, Samach Lemincha, lo yachalodim. You're not supposed to eat anything, Achatechshon, until it becomes nighttime. So the question is, what is called Mincha? What does it mean, Samach Lemincha? So the Mori Boyle, I have a question. Samach Lemincha Gedola, does it mean next to Mincha Gedola, which Mincha Gedola is 12:30, it's Mamash half an hour after Chatzos, and Samach would mean half an hour before that, means Mamash 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you have to stop eating on Erev Pesach, Tanan, or Dilma maybe no. Samach Lemincha Katana, It means next to Mincha Katana, which is 3:30 in the afternoon. That's called Mincha Katana. And Samach would mean at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock at the beginning of the 10th hour of the day, that's when you would have to stop eating. That's the Shaila. Samar explains now. Tanan. Samach le Mincha Gdela Tanan. What's the Samar for that? Why would I think that it means Mincha Gdela at 12 o'clock you have to stop eating? Or Mishrim Pesach. The Svar is because at 12 o'clock by Chatzos you have to start worrying about your Korban Pesach. That's when you can start making the Shechit at Chatzos. Dil Ma'asel Mimshach. We're afraid if you're going to start having Yisuda Chatzos on Erev Pesach, you'll continue Yisuda and you'll forget about bringing a Korban Pesach. That's why right away at the time to bring a Korban Pesach, at that time you have to stop eating. So Rashbam, or Mishum Pesach, Shema Yoshe B'Sudah, you'll sit down to eat a Sudah now, but Yivshi, you make a mistake, Miyasas Pesach, you'll be poshi, you'll forget to make bring Korban Pesach. Therefore, that's the din of the Mishnah, that as soon as it comes the time to bring Korban Pesach, you have to stop eating. If Yossi Lemnuya Milamevat Pesach, and we're afraid you'll forget to bring the Korban Pesach. So Taisa speaks out, V'yafiluach Zchura, V'yafiluach Shiyasa Pesach. Let's say somebody hops to Ryan and brings this Korban Pesach 12:30. He's the first one alone. Right after the time, 12:30, he brings Korban Pesach. What about after that? The Chura, that person, should be allowed to eat. If the only reason why he can't eat is because we're afraid if you start to eat, you won't bring your Korban. The Chura, after you brought your Korban, it should be Mutter. Tzai says, no, still will be Yosser. Kadesh lo yamar lechol v'yasa Pesach shloi kero. We're afraid if the person knows he can eat afterwards, you know what the person's going to do? He's going to rush to do the Korban Pesach right away. Kadesh will go home and be able to eat. Therefore, abundance have nothing doing. You're not allowed to eat a Sudah, Erev Pesach, Mechat Pesach, Yaman, because that's the time to take care of the Korban Pesach. We'll soon see. Don't have to starve. You're allowed to eat certain things. We'll soon see what. But I call part of a Sudah, you're not allowed to have then. That's one Svara. Oy Dilma, maybe not. Samach le Mincha Katana Tanan. Maybe our Mishnah means only, Mincha Katana means a small amount of Davah Mincha, which is 3:30 in the afternoon. That's 9.5 hours of the day. O Mishum Matzah. And then what's the reason for that? It has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach, this man is Chatzos. I was saying even after Chatzos you're allowed to eat. So the reason why you can't eat is not because we're afraid you won't bring Korban Pesach, but rather we're afraid if you start to eat a Sudah at 3:30 in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're afraid you'll be filled up by the time it comes nighttime. And when it comes to eat the matzah, you won't eat it, you won't eat it the right way. Well, Mishra Matzah. Dilma osir lemichlo lematzah achila gasa. Maybe you'll eat the matzah when you're full already. And achila gasa means you're stuffed already. And when you eat something when you're stuffed, that's not called achila even. So the shayla, it depends how stuffed you are. There are two dargas of stuff. There's one stuffing mamish that you can't take in your mouth anymore. It's just mamish. Yeah, it's painful to eat it. Then you're not makarim the mitzvah at all. That's not called achila at all. Another type of stuff is that even though the mouth we could eat more, but you're full already. Really, you wouldn't want to eat. You're just eating more and more and more. So such an eating, you would be the kind of the mitzvah, but it's not a nice mitzvah. It's not called the mitzvah mina mukher. So either one will be the shashir. We're afraid if you start having your sud at 3 o'clock, maybe you'll still be so full at night that you won't be able to eat the matzah. So that's the shaylah. What's the reason why does our Mishnah say next to mincha you can't eat? Is it a shaylah you'll be too full at night because of the matzah? Then it's enough just to stop at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Or do we say no, it's because of the Korban Pesach, you have to stop at 12 o'clock? So the Rashbam, my Dilma, Samach leMincha Ketana. Behind the Gemar Tesh Shoyes, at the end of the ninth hour of the day, the Metisha Shoyes Omachza Hevi Zeman, the Akrovas Tomid Shokol Hashona. That in 9.5 hours of the day, that's the time they brought the Tomid Shabin Abayim. Kishumukha, the Ashtim Mishuminuya Mepiskuleka. There's no Shaila Pesach right now, because it's after the Zeman, like you started the Zeman already. Rashi asked the question. So why does Gemara only say as matzah luchur at night time you have to eat the Korban Pesach also? So why does the Gemara say maybe you'll start eating 3 o'clock and you'll be filled up? You won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night. The Gemara is talking even b'zman ha-beis ha-migdish that they had the Korban Pesach. So why doesn't the Gemara stay a lushin? We're afraid the Pesach, the meat you eat at night, will be an achila gasa. That's why Rashi's response we tell the Yafagav du nechal al asayva, even though you're supposed to eat it after you're a little satisfied of achila gasam miyuenu achila. But if you eat it when your mom is stuffed already that you can't eat anymore, that's not called achila. Or the kodesh shemaziku, that's called a mazik. It's not even called achila. The chilum of yivamis. And let me show this. So, of course, a question then. Why does the Mishnah the Maroni say you shouldn't be full in order to eat the matzah? The Gemara should have said you shouldn't be full in order to eat the Korban Pesach. So Hashban says, El Mishum, Lagabe Lechem, have Yachila Gasa, Yachila Muetis. Knock at matzah. In other words, if a person's a little bit full, he doesn't want to eat any more bread. Bread you only eat when you're really hungry. Mashenkein meat, even though you're a little bit full already, meat you still eat. Like meat is a more geshmak etam, so there we're not afraid if you'll have a suddh at 3 o'clock, you'll be too full to eat the meat. Meat is a geshmak etam, you'll always eat the meat. You're only afraid you'll be too full, you won't want to eat the matzah. Inami revusu koma, vokhi koma. That's what it means to say. That's the Chiddush. Because this man is a Korban Pesach, you're right. There'll be a Shalach for the Korban Pesach, there'll be a Shalach for eating the Pesach at night. But the next Iduma means the Mishnah is talking about even Bizman is there when there's no Korban Pesach. There's no Chash from the Korban itself. But still, there's an Indian of eating the matzah. We're afraid maybe you'll be too full, you won't eat the matzah at night with the right appetite. So that's the Shalach. So Mura says, Omer Ravina Toshima, come up in your raya. That Afilo Agrifa Samelech, even this king Agrifa, as Mashpam says, Klema, Hanu Ravusa, I will soon see, but the Agrifas, here, the Toy says, Pirsh Mashpam Melech Koshim, of Nechash Menoi Hoya. He was a king, one of the kings of Chash Menoi. For the dog, Toy's dog says, no, he wasn't a good king. I call upon him, Afilo Agrifa Samelech, Shurogu Lecho Matesha Shois. He used to have his meal, his main meal in the daytime, was the ninth hour of the day. That's when he used to have his meal. Still on Erev Pesach, he is not supposed to eat up until nighttime. That's what the Braisa says. There's a Chiddush, even a person that always has his meal, every day of the year he eats, like 9 o'clock, the ninth hour of the day, still on Erev Pesach he should not eat. Now the Mosul is, Iyamet Bishleimah. If you're going to tell me, the Mishnah says, you know when you're not allowed to start eating, you're not allowed to start eating at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, this is the Chiddush of the Melech Agris that he can't eat, even though he starts eating really at 2 o'clock. At the ninth hour means the beginning of ninth hour. That's 2 o'clock. Still, he can't start eating his food on Erev Pesach. That's the Chiddush. And we'll soon see why not. Even though really 2 o'clock is still alright. Like at the beginning of ninth hour, it's alright. It's only the beginning of the 10th hour. 3 o'clock, it's no good. But the Rashbam speaks out. But since he's going to start eating first at 2 o'clock, we know for sure his meal is going to continue on after the 3 o'clock point. So it's as if he's starting after 3 o'clock. That's the Chiddush. Then I hear a big Chiddush. Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, Somach Lemincha Gedela Tanan, that's what our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to have a Suda. On Erev Pesach means at 12 o'clock you have to stop eating. You have to stop eating the Suda. You can't start then. My Revusa the Agrifus. What's the Chiddush then that even this King Agrifus, he can't start having his Suda at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Chal Yisra Lemi Kara, treat it's Osef him. Because at 12 o'clock already, it was Osef for anybody to start having the meal. So what's the Chiddush of Raita saying that Agrifus can't start his meal? Hey, Mishlein, if you tell me everybody 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock is allowed to start. Only at 3 o'clock you're not allowed to start. Then it's the big Chiddush. Agrifus can't start at 2 o'clock. Because for him, starting at 2 is like you're starting at 3. But if you tell me everybody has to stop by 12 o'clock, so what's the Chiddush of him? So Gemara answers, Enoch Nami. Ella, what do you want to tell me? Some of the Minchik Tana Tanan. The Mishnah Taka means you can't start having your Suda at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when it's Osir. Somach leMincha. Mincha Ketana is 3:30. So Somach means a half an hour before that, you can't start having a Suda. For the Gemara, Soif, my Revusa the Agrifus, Hamatle Zvani Sura. Lekura, what's the Chiddush the Agrifus is also? Pshiti is also. Lekura is going to come to eat after 3 o'clock. So Gemara says no. Ma the time, I would have thought like this. That Tisha Shoyest Lagrifus, Kiyab Shoyest the Dan Domi. I would have thought that just like us, when do we have our meal? The fourth hour of the day. That's when we have our meal. So it's very good. We eat in the morning, and at night time we're hungry again to eat again. Now Agrifus, every day he has his meal first 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I would think, since that's the meal he eats every day, still he eats supper at night. So for him, tea 2 o'clock doesn't bother him. Because by night time, for sure, he'll still be hungry. Because every day he's Ragu Bekach. Okay, so I would say, when is it also for a normal person that usually has his meal, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning? So if he's going to eat down again 3 in the afternoon, he'll be finished for the day, he won't be able to eat at night time. But I would have thought someone like a Grifus that doesn't eat in the morning, the first food he has is only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, even though it goes from 2 to 3:30. But I would have thought, since he's always ruggled like this, and at night time still he could have another Suda, maybe it's Mutter. Kamash Mullah, no, still it's Osir. That's the Kiddush. So Melo, the Gemara Lechur blinds like this, that we have before, that the Pshat Nal Mishnah is, it's only Osir from Mincha Ketana. From 3 o'clock and on, that's when you're not allowed to have any Mizoinis on Erev Pesach. But before 3 o'clock, it's Taka Mutter. That's the Rashba. Agrit Vesa Melech, he says, Melech Kosher Hoya, Mimalche Chash Menoi. He did start having his meal every day of the year until the beginning of the ninth hour. So Ravu said the Agrippa, the Drashba, Kloima. Heiner Ravu, this is a tremendous Kiddush. The Tony of Brison, Afilu Agrippas, that Afagav the Adayin Le Ochel. He didn't eat yet today. Uzmani Surah Le Mota. It's only 2 o'clock when he starts eating. It's the beginning of the ninth hour. It's only Yost at the beginning of the tenth hour. 3 o'clock it's also. So when he's going to start eating his Suda Erev Pesach, it's really only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it should be Mutter. Of Akati, Bishor Chiyas, Aliyacha Tisha, the whole 2 o'clock is still Mutter to eat. Afilu Hochi Le Yoichel, still the Chiddush is he's not allowed to eat. Mishom Demoshech Le Atmani Surah, for sure his meal will continue into 3 o'clock. Therefore, the Yisan of Le Yoichel, we tell him you have to not eat today, and you have to like fast, but don't have your main meal. Then it's good, the Chiddush of Agrippus. Earlier, but if you're going to tell me, that everybody has to stop eating by 12 o'clock, ulamala osir, at least now I start eating then, my afternoon Agrippus, what's the Chiddush? When it comes 2 o'clock in the afternoon, pshita he can't start a Suda. It's after 12 o'clock already. So then we're at the Kashino, but still, if you say it's osir at 3 o'clock, what's the Chiddush of Agrippus? So Rashbam says, "Kodesh Shigmas Doslein." The Afilu Rabbi Yosi, the Polygast. So asking Mar Teretz here that I would have thought that since he's rog with teeth every day like this, 2 o'clock. So even though he's still the goals from 2 to 3:30, but since every day that's the way he eats his meal, so for him I wouldn't be afraid. I know when it comes nighttime, he's gonna have an appetite. He'll be able to eat. Kamashman still knows. There's a loy plug that even though you're rog with teeth every day, 2 to 3:30, and still you have a sudur at night. But since everybody's not that way, everybody, normal person, if he eats 3 in the afternoon, he'll be full at night time, so we don't let you eat either. And that's Taka Dalocha. And after 3 o'clock, you're not supposed to start a Suda on Erev Pesach. Mashmalan. So that's Mara. Amar Rab Yosi, or Amar Rab Asi, Matfil B'Yarki. You should know, even after 3 o'clock, Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat your rokis. That you're allowed to. You're allowed to eat some vegetables. It doesn't mean you have to starve. It just means you should have something of a mezoinus. But that portion of vegetables, that's mutter. So the Rashbam, Matul b'yechem and amincha l'malo, he ate things. That's called a vaytini. No, I skipped the mark before. But Amr, yeah, Amr Rabbi Yosi, Amr Rabbi Asi, Avol matfulu b'mimetagimu. You're allowed to eat minatagima, even though you're not allowed to eat like a Suda, but you're allowed to eat minatagima. What does minatagima mean? So Rashbam says, tagima means peiros ubasar. You're allowed to eat fruit or meat. Baloy lechem, without having type of bread. Vashayitz of bread is chametz, means even mati, the matzah shirim. Vodin look at matzah, what's this lashon of matzah dipping in? Shakol ma'chol ma'day tibble. They used to dip in one into the other. So he holds, you're allowed to eat minatagima. So Taisa says, what is minatagima? Pirus Rashbam, peiris ubosar, b'loy lechem. You're only allowed to eat fruit or meat. So Taisa is len hira. He doesn't like this pshat. The Arminim, but they said to the Chetz of Orchin, have you the fun of minatagima? If they brought her fun of minatagima, mevorach barmanim azainis. That's the bracha you have to make on minatagima. V'yein mevorachim barmanim azainis, ela chamesh sminim. You only make a barmanim azainis on something made out of flour. It has to be like cake. So the Chur, Taisa wants to learn mashmi, even cake you would be allowed to eat after 3 o'clock. It's only matzah shiri not allowed to eat. Omiyo Taisa said maybe not like that. The Ferek Basu, the Yuma, Ika Chachnu, the Mishani, the Boyesayma, Haimri Tagima de Peri. A mother, Mandiom there says no. Clearly that Tagima means only fruit. And that's Talocha. That on Erev Pesach, after 3 o'clock, you're not allowed to eat anything that has flour inside it. Even if you have Pesach cake, that's not matzah. So if you used to eat matzah and Erev Pesach, you don't have, but you're not allowed to have any, eat anything that it has flour inside it after 3 o'clock. You're only allowed to eat either fruits or vegetables or else meat, or cheese, but not something made from Chamesh Aminim.
item. Rav Yitzchak matzel biyarki. Rav Yitzchak used to eat vegetables. His day after 3 o'clock in Erev Pesach, he would eat vegetables. So Rashbam biyarki hoyoychul yarek min aminchul amala lefiyishenu masbiya. His vegetables don't fill you up. That's why he used to eat vegetables. That's one pshat. V'nira beinah Rashbam says another pshat. The migra libay faker. It's a good thing to eat vegetables because it gives you a bigger appetite. V'yocho matzel teyoven. Hey, the more vegetables you eat in the afternoon, the more it's going to make you have a bigger appetite to eat at night time. Yoyser. Well, the thing of koi yoychel yerek. Therefore, bedafk was matzel to eat vegetables. V'hoi noy kein. Kiyim erev Pesach. He only did this in erev Pesach. K'dei laham shech lecho b'layla. In order to have a good appetite at night time. K'dei amin ha-masech t'shavs v'ar-telim. Amin ha-chizah bar-ab-ar-ab. L'lecho yarkim ishon de-migra libay. Don't eat vegetables because it makes you eat a lot. So mashma though, but it is something that gives you a big appetite. See, on Erev Pesach he used to do it. Like we'll soon see next Gemara also. He used to drink a lot of wine because that makes it gives you a very good appetite. So that's what Rashbam learned. You should eat vegetables in Erev Pesach, it will give you a good appetite. Tanya Nam Yoch have a rhyme for this also. Hashamish, the waiter. Mat filled with name Mayim. When he's preparing the Suda on Erev Pesach after Mincha Ketana, after 3 o'clock, he's allowed to eat the insides of name Mayim. V'noisel of Nei Orchim. And he can even give it to the Orchim also. Why? As Rashbam also says, because this type of a food is a good hors d'oeuvres that makes you want to eat more. It gives you a good appetite. So the cat will make you eat a lot by the Seder by night. Rashbam Talinam Yochi. The Yochla Minata Gimer Pesach Kedei Laham Shechesalei. To give you a good appetite to eat more. Is Hashamash Matvav Nei Mayin. Koima. The Nei Mayin, the insides of the animal. Shel Behemus. Hanishchotim Lesudas Yomtiv. It's good to give it to the guests also. They at night time will have a very good appetite and they want to eat better. And this is Erev Pesach, like it says in Tosefta.
Yeah.
This is the Rashbam Stradvaita. The Afa P. Shane Riley, though I don't have any real Pesach for this. I have a Zechel for this. Shanem and the Pesach says, you should plow for yourself the fields. And don't just let the fields go in vain, and you'll have only koitzim, only thorns growing there. So that's Rashbam. I don't have a clear raya that one type of a food could give you a good appetite, eat more food. But zechel adover yesh. The pasuk says niru lechem nir. Means here a novi dugma shechoshem esakako. You should plow the field kdei lekabel esazria. Kdei you'll be able to put the seeds inside the ground. If you don't plow it first, you won't be able to receive the seeds. Is that for them? The same thing by a man. You can eat certain foods that don't fill you up.